Charles Hoskinson responds to the 20 stake pool controversy. Today's the day for your ITN rewards. And for our final segment, we're all about the D. Parameter, that is. That's all coming up on your Cardano update. Hello and welcome, fellow Cardonians. I'm James Kiever with United Stakes of Cardano, and this is your Cardano update. Charles Hoskinson responded Saturday to what many stake pool operators took issue with, Input-Output Global creating 20 stake pools.
I had noticed some grumbling from some of the stake pool operators about IO Global pools. We're testing a lot of different configurations, and you know, the best way to learn is by doing, and we've tested configurations in the past on the ITN and the Pioneer test nets. Now that we have a live network, it's actually good to see these things as well. So we're doing all kinds of things, public pools and private pools. My preferred mode of operation would be to go complete community delegation. There's going to be a bit of a profit hit if we do that. We're right now calculating what that's going to look like, but it would be nice because we wouldn't have to run our own infrastructure, and it's a nice way to support the community as a whole. But the way that we secure our ADA is very cumbersome, and it, as a consequence, operationally, it's a little difficult to do something like that and not have to spend quite a bit of time, especially when you're rotating pools. So we're building a lot of stuff behind the scenes, some of which will actually for the stake pool operators as well, so that we can preserve that operating environment for securing our ADA, but then also have an easy operating environment for staking and delegation and so forth. So that's something that's in the August-September timeframe, and we're working very heavily on that.
I don't know about you, but it sure is nice to know Charles is in tune with what many in the community are saying, and he addresses it as soon as possible. Charles, you are killing it. Please keep it up. In other news, ITN rewards were released today. It's time to take your rewards wallet keywords and restore that in Daedalus. Now, a friendly reminder, while this is not financial advice and this show is strictly for entertainment purposes, if you're in the US, this distribution is a taxable event. You'll probably want to keep track of the US dollar value of the ADA when you restored it because you'll have to get right with Uncle Sam for this tax year. Now, we're hoping to do a show in the future all about the tax implications of proof-of-stake rewards, so stay tuned for that. As Cardano becomes the most decentralized currency on the planet, there's one parameter that plays a critical role making that happen. It's called the D parameter. Joining me to discuss this is Cardano ambassador and stake pool operator Lord Watton. Lord Watton, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, James. Thanks to you to having me today here, and it's a pleasure for me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. First and foremost, what is the D parameter and why is it important?
Okay, as you already may know, we are passing from the Byron era to the Shelley era. So currently, all the blocks are still produced by federated IO global nodes. So there are, I think, seven nodes that are currently producing all the blocks on the Cardano blockchain, just like the previous Byron era. Now there is this D parameter, which stands for decentralization, and this parameter can vary from 1 to 0. Actually, it's still set to 1, that means that IO global nodes are still producing all the blocks on the blockchain. When the first few epochs will pass, IO global will keep monitoring the blockchain to be able to be sure that we don't have any problems to the mainnet, and they will start lowering this parameter. So probably in the epoch number 2 of the Shelley era, this parameter will be set to 0.9. That will mean that 90% of the blocks will still be produced by IO global nodes, and 10% of the blocks will be produced then by stake pool like mine or other pools that are active on the blockchain. We are, I think we are already at 600 pool operators. So there are plenty that are hoping to produce some of the few blocks initially.
Yeah, it's really
then, IO Global with the epochs when the epochs will pass, and if there will, won't be any problems, which will be the case in my opinion, they will lower again, they will keep lowering this value, and more blocks will be produced by stake pool operators. So the entire network will be more decentralized. Until when we will arrive at zero, and all the blocks will be made by stake pool operators.
Yes, and we'll be the most decentralized cryptocurrency on Earth. Such an exciting
yes.
time.
It will be very, very soon. We think within 2 months we'll be there. Yeah.
Great. Excellent. Thank you for that. Excellent. Thank you for that excellent description. Can you tell us a little about yourself and your pool?
Sure. So I am an early investor in Cardano. I bought my first ADAs in 2017, and then I patiently waited. Then last summer, I saw a video from Charles Hoskinson, and I felt in love with this project. I didn't know the philosophy behind Cardano before. And as soon as I heard Charles speaking, I decided that I wanted to be inside this project. So I started operating with the first nodes, the first Jormungandr nodes, before it was even released. I think it was the version 0.5. It was very early and very buggy.
Yeah. So you've been in the space for a while. I understand you provided a really key service to Italian fans of Cardano early on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, besides operating stake pool, I operated the Riot stake pool on the ITN first, and then now in mainnet. I wanted to find other ways to contribute to this community. So I started helping other people in Telegram channels, and then I decided to start translating Cardano-related articles for the Italian community. I've been doing that since April of this year, and Cardano Foundation found out my work and made me ambassador. In fact, I'm also wearing the Cardano Ambassador t-shirt that I recently received from Cardano Foundation.
That's awesome.
I really appreciate what the Cardano Foundation does for the entire ecosystem. I like their work.
Well,
and of course, I'm very proud to be ambassador.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. And that service to Italian fans of Cardano is absolutely invaluable. Thank you for doing that.
I think we really need more education in the space.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to do my little part to improve for everyone.
All right, just to clarify, the ticker for your pool is RIOT, Riot. Is that correct?
Yes, because I've always been a rebel in my life, and so I thought that that ticker represented me well.
All right, Lord Watton, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you'll join us again on the show again soon.
I hope to be here again, and thanks for this opportunity.
Excellent.
It was a pleasure.
Perfect, thank you. And that does it for us today. If you're interested in being a contributor and speaking on the show about your pool or whatever you do within the Cardano community, please drop me a line at james.keever@unitedstatesofcardano.io. As always, if you like this update, please like and subscribe, and maybe even consider sharing it with your friends. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm James Keever, and that's your Cardano Update.